Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and I would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. This survey will take a few minutes to complete and ask about some sensitive topics. In appreciation for your time and your opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card and if you complete the survey. And you will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. Now, we're going to start with some demographic questions. And as a reminder, your answers are anonymous. Do you currently live in Boston?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the zip code of your primary residence?
02136.
Thank you. And what would you say is your gender? Is it male, female, or something else, like non-binary?
Female. Female.
How old are you?
42.
Thank you. And let's see. And what would you say is your ethnic or racial background? Is it white or Caucasian, black or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, and Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander, Hispanic or Latino, Middle Eastern or North African, or other races, two or more races?
What, did you say white Caucasian?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, I didn't hear that. Okay, yeah.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of education you have completed? Did you not complete high school diploma or GED? Attended college but did not complete, trade, a technical vocational training, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, or graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Thank you. Now, this next set of questions are about your mental health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent, I'd say.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, my mental health? My mental health?
My physical health.
Yeah, I'm excellent. I'm good. I'm fine.
Thank you. And in general, would you say your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And now we're interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Every day? A few times a week, about once per week, or never?
What was the one that was, is there anything between once a week and never?
About once per week or never?
About once a week.
Thank you. And how often did you wake up during sleep and having difficulty falling back asleep? Every day, a few times a week? About once per week or never?
Once a week.
Thank you. And how often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week or never?
Once a week. I have a little kid.
Thank you. Now, the next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Having little interest or pleasure in doing things? Do you think it's not at all, some days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Never.
Not at all?
No.
Thank you. What about feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
Never.
Not being able to control worrying?
What's the option for that one?
Some days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Some days.
Some days. And feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
Some days. Well, that's some days. Is there anything, what's after some days?
Some days after that is more than half the days.
And what's before some days?
Oh, not at all.
Oh, wow, that's like a real jump. Some days, I guess.
Some days. Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional to have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? Diabetes, yes or no?
No.
An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, or the like?
No.
High blood pressure?
No.
Overweight or obesity?
Yeah, I mean, I'm overweight. Yeah.
Thank you. Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No.
A substance use disorder?
Nope.
Thank you very much. Now, here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act. If serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is it that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat
very
unlikely?
Very likely.
Very likely. Thank you. And have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings
yes.
in your neighborhood?
Yes.
In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
And which of the following reasons is the biggest factor in your thinking about moving away? Crime or drugs? Lack of good paying jobs? Politics? Unaffordable housing? Unreliable public transportation or police harassment?
None of those reasons. I want a bigger house. And it's expensive.
Oh. Okay.
So I guess if I don't qualify for any of those, then just say no. I haven't thought about it. I like
okay.
my neighborhood. I don't want to leave because of any reasoning. We like everything. It's just our house.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine then. Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statement about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. The first one is, law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. Do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Of my racial group? Is that
yes.
what you asked? Sorry, what are the choices again?
Yes, we have a scale. You strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, and strongly disagree with the statement. Do you need the statement again?
I'd say it again.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
By racial group? I thought it was about my group.
Your racial group, yes. Of my racial group.
Sorry, my racial group. Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Law enforcement don't take my racial group seriously. And what was the one near... What are the ones not strongly agree? What's the other one?
Somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree, I guess.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. The next one is, people of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
People of my racial group? Yes, strongly agree. Yes.
Law enforcement officers have the best interests of people of my racial group in mind.
What's the one after strongly agree?
After strongly agree, we have somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Sorry.
Somewhat agree. That's fine. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
No. Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The next one is, in most courts, excuse me, in most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
Strongly disagree.
During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Somewhat disagree.
People of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now you can answer these next questions, yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason?
In the past year?
In the past year, yeah.
No.
Thank you. Have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
That's your what's your definition of verbally abusive?
Verbally abusive.
I mean, we're talking about like yelling, or are we talking about online, starting rumors online? I don't know, like they aren't true. Saying bad things online.
It depends on how you define as verbally abusive, I guess. Because we don't have...
Yes, I've been verbally abused by police officers. Yes.
Thank you. What about, have the police or law enforcement ever been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
No, I'm thinking. I feel like they definitely have. I'm trying to remember an incident. Yes, I would say so. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Now the next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by the police. The first question is, have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race?
No.
Has anyone in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race?
No.
Have you ever felt that the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background? Yes or no?
No, I've been targeted for other reasons, but not because of my race.
Thank you. Now, has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background?
Let me think.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Thank you. And now we are interested in the extent and nature of your contact with the police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year? Yes or no?
No.
Have you ever been arrested? Yes or no?
No.
Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members been arrested in the last year? Yes or no?
So let me give me a second to think about that. No.
Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members ever been incarcerated in jail or prison? Yes or no?
Yes.
Have any of your friends or family members been incarcerated in jail or prison in the last year? Yes or no?
No.
And thank you. Now, these questions are for respondents who have had contact with the police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions, yes or no. And have the police or law enforcement ever pulled you over for no reason while you were driving?
Yes.
Assumed you were a thief?
No.
Followed you for no reason while you were walking or driving? Been physically abusive to you?
No.
Accused you of having or selling drugs?
Yes.
Arrested you for something you didn't do?
Sorry, is this supposed to just be Boston cops or any cops?
Law enforcement.
Okay. What was the question? What was the question? That last one?
Yes.
What did you say?
Arrested you for something you didn't do?
No.
Being verbally abusive to you?
Yes.
Treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
Yes.
Stopped and searched you for no reason?
Yep.
Thank you very much. Now, in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement pulled you over for no reason while you were driving? Would you say 0 times, 1 to 2 times, 3 to 5 times?
This is in the past year?
In the past year, yes.
Yeah, 0 times.
0 times. In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement followed you, which you say it was 0 times? 1
0
times.
Time. 0 in the last year.
In the past year? Thank you. Now, in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement accused you of having or selling drugs, which you say it was 0 times?
0 times.
Thank you. In the past year, how often have the police or law enforcement been verbally abusive to you? Would you say it was 0 times, 1 to 2 times, 3 to 5 times, 6 to 10 times?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement been verbally abusive to you?
Zero times in the past year.
Thank you. In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement treated you unfairly because of how you dress? Would you say it was 0 times? Thank you. In the past year, how often have the police or law enforcement stopped and searched you for no reason? Would you say it was 0 times?
0 times in the past year.
Thank you.
0 times.
Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, thinking about your most memorable encounter with the police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements.
Okay.
I try not to talk about the time I was stopped.
Disagree.
And do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Oh. Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police.
Agree. Somewhat.
Strong. Somewhat. Thank you. Reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or a pounding heart.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. And I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
Strongly disagree.
And I try not to remember and think about this incident.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with the police. People are more uncomfortable around me.
Strongly disagree.
I think it is a good idea to keep my past experiences with the police a secret.
Strongly disagree.
Because of my previous contact with the police, my relationships with family members are strained.
Strongly disagree.
My friends have treated me with more respect.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. People have used the fact that I was stopped to hurt me.
Strongly disagree.
I feel like I can't make any mistakes.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement
tactics. Sorry, can you repeat that question?
Yes.
Sorry.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. The first one is, the behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. I am less likely to call the police when in need.
Strongly disagree.
Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence.
Strongly disagree.
Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
Agree?
Strongly agree or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now we're almost done. So these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is your current employment status? Is it employed, without a job, and looking for work?
Employed.
Thank you. What is your current marital status? Married, separated?
Married.
How many children do you have?
3.
How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
3.
Thank you. What is your household total income from all sources? I will read you the categories. Just stop me when I get to the right.
Sure.
Under 20,000, between 20,000 and 50,000, between 50,000 and 80,000, between 80,000 and 120,000, between 120,000 and 175,000, between 175,000 and 275,000, greater than two. Okay, thank you. Now, how long have you lived in? Yes, thank you. Now, how long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7 years, 8 to 15 years, over 15 years, or all your
over
life?
Over 15.
Thank you. And what best describes your current living situation? Homeowner, renter, or paying?
Homeowner. Homeowner.
Thank you. And have you ever lived in public housing in Boston? Yes or no?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yes. Have you ever lived in public housing in Boston?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, please give me the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live in Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, say Main Street and Elm Street.
Rivers and Perkins. You want the intersection, right? My street with the other street?
Yes. Yes, the intersection.
Yeah. River Street and Perkins.
Perkins is P-E-R-K-I-N-S.
K-I-N-S Avenue, yep.
Thank you. Let me just read. Thank you. Now, would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences with and perceptions of Boston Police Department for a $50 gift card?
Yes.
Thank you. And now we've completed the survey, but in order to receive your $10 gift card and to be contacted for a follow-up discussion, please provide me your phone number and email address.
857-719-1154. And email is jhiemenz, like zebra, at gmail.com. So jhiemenz.
Okay. Okay, and that was J H I E
M as in
Mary. Okay. E N Z as in zebra.
Yep. E like elephant. M like Nancy. Z like zebra.
Okay. Thank you. At gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. Just to reconfirm your phone number, it was 857-719-1154.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day. We really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Goodbye.